Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Teddy Swims, who you are hearing right now, this is from CBS News, is making waves in the music industry with his sound and raw authenticity as he heads into the 67th annual Grammy Awards with a Best New Artist nomination and an upcoming performance. The Billboard chart-topping artist behind Lose Control, which you just heard, is embracing a transformative period in both his personal and professional life. Swim said he finds himself experiencing newfound love, celebrating his Grammy nomination, and preparing for parenthood as he also prepares to release his second record. He told CBS News, I believe it was with them, I was in cosmetology school when I was 19 years old. My dad said to me, son, if you want to be a music man, drop out of school and promise me you won't go back.
Wow.
His father sent him a special message after hearing about his Grammy nomination. Quote, I am so proud of you. I love you. And you made it all happen, son. Said Swims to CBS News, it makes me want to cry. I love him. I love him. Wow. Speaking of great voices, one of our favorites.
Oh. Yes.
No.
Oh.
Gerald Wilson.
Oh, he's phenomenal.
You might recognize his voice. He sometimes shows up on your TV screen at a football game, either singing America the Beautiful or the national anthem.
The bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night.
We don't want to be disrespectful to the national anthem, but Mr. Wilson is on the hotline with us right now. Hello. Welcome back.
Hi, Gerald.
What's going on, family? How you doing?
I have missed you, and I'm always so happy to hear your voice.
It's great. It's great. Honored to be with you guys today. How you doing?
Well, you got some exciting stuff going on this week. I just saw Pat McAfee shouted you out.
Isn't that crazy? He called me General. I'm going to change my name. I'm going to change my name to General Wilson. But he's not the only one. It's spelled General with the D, so I understand it. But man, General?
Okay. He said, I'm looking at it right now. He said, old buddy just absolutely slaughtered the national anthem. Thank you for your service and the golden pipes, sir.
Isn't that amazing? That's an honor. I appreciate it. I gave him a shout back out. Little old me.
When's your next performance? Tell me it's a Super Bowl.
I have one coming up. It won't be the Super Bowl. Whenever we can get there, we'll get there. We've tried everything that we can, and we'll just wait on them to hit me. I don't know how that works, but you know, for right now, I think all Grammy Award winners are the ones that sing national anthem. And I'm like, hey, let's put a God Bless America in there. I can jump on that. Do I have to be a Grammy Award person then? I don't know. Anyway.
Yes, you should be. I would love it.
Yeah, so my next one is in I think a week or two, the Boston Celtics. So I'll be joining them and doing their opener.
Gennaro, when you go, do you get to stay and watch the game? I mean, I know you are warming up your voice and all that stuff before, and you know, when it's game time for you, it's game time. But what happens after you're done?
Yeah, I change out of my uniform and into civilian clothes, and I enjoy the games. They put me in great seats. Each organization does it. And the funny thing is I don't warm up my voice. I'm always talking and laughing with people.
Wait. So you don't have a warm-up routine like gargling salt water or drinking honey?
None of that.
Really?
My routine is don't eat anything because, you know,
yeah.
So get out there and, you know, my stomach started bothering me. So I don't eat before I perform, but afterwards I chow down a little bit.
Well, I hope that's on the house.
Oh, yeah. They hook it up. But no, I don't warm up. I mean, you know, I interact with the crowd, joke around and dance a little bit, get myself loose, laughing with people. And then they say, Okay, Gennaro, it's time to go. And then, okay, and run out there with them.
Have you come to a point where you're starting to get recognized out and about? Because you do a lot of these that are nationally televised.
Yes. So that is true. It's been, 26 years now? 25 was last year. Well, 25 was 2023. That's when the bobblehead came out. And hopefully you guys got your bobblehead. Make sure you get the G. Wilson bobblehead.
We did not, but I would like one at some point.
It is not in my collection, no.
Oh, you got to get that. Go to National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum. I'm in a museum. Can you believe it? So they have and just type my name in the search bar, and it'll come up. This one is a special bobblehead. You push a button, and it sings my rendition.
No way.
They look really good.
Yeah, they presented it to me the end of 2023, so that was a blessing. But in the beginning, no one recognized me unless I had my uniform on. I would say 10, 11 years into it, you started seeing people saying, "Hey, aren't you that guy? I knew that was you." You know, so yeah, it's nice to meet new people and take pictures with them and just enjoy conversation with them.
Is this a career or a hobby?
This is a career and a hobby. Can you believe it?
Don't tell us how much, but you do get paid for these appearances, I would hope.
On some, you know, I'm a Christian guy, so some of them I pray about it. And if the reason for the event is special, I either do it for free. Are really, really, really low honorarium, you know, just to be a blessing to that organization. So when I say it's a career, it's something that I love doing, and I've been doing it for so long, I guess I got to call it a career. But I work for the Veteran Affairs, so I've been here 15 years. That's my 9-to-5, so I have a regular job. I'm no superstar.
Yes, you are. Gennaro, what did you think when you saw all of the images of Chris Jones, just raw, pure emotion while you sang?
You know, he did that, was it last year or year before last?
He did it 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and I'm like, if it's me, you know, I felt like crying too because it was really cold. You know, so I was thinking maybe that was it, but no, I truly believe that during that time of the national anthem, if it hits you correctly and it makes you start to reflect on how much you love America, how much you love our country, and maybe some of the events that are going on now, maybe are not just him, but other players as well, or the people in the audience, they're thinking about, you know, what's going on, but it just shows their patriotism, how much they love our, you know, how much they love our country, and servicemen and women. I mean, I think all of that goes into their emotions when the national anthem is going on. So I think that's what it was.
It's beautiful. And I always love this because, you know, I can't sing, Gennaro, but you always tell people you want them to sing with you, to feel that emotion and sing with you. And
did,
I think
you hear them.
Oh,
did
yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. And it makes you feel just a sense of unity. You know, with all the turmoil that's going on, you know, you never know. We're all different. We're all going to have our own opinions. But one thing for sure, the majority of us love America. So it's like, let's take this minute and a half and all sing together. And when we do that in unity, it's a great feeling. I don't know about you, but I just I feel like crying once I'm done, you know.
Well, you have some recorded work. I just looked you up on mm-hmm. Spotify. We'll play one of those at the end of the interview. But would you do us a blessing and just sing? And I know it's over the phone, but would you sing God Bless America for us?
I just did that yesterday.
But it's a new day.
Okay, let's do it. Let's go. You ready?
Ready when you are.
All right. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
Oh, I have goosebumps.
Wow.
I think I woke my grandbaby up.
She'll be fine.
Woke the neighborhood up.
It is such a gift, Gennaro, and you're always so kind to share it with the world, but to take time out for us today. We just appreciate it more than you know, and we can't wait to see you on the basketball court or on the football field or wherever your travels take you. We just love watching you share that voice.
Man, I love you guys. Love you tremendously, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you guys. And let's go make history, right? Let's
Amen.
Make history at this Super Bowl.
Hey,
let's go.
You're a true blessing, and we thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. God bless you guys.
God bless you, my friend. Be well. We'll see you soon.
All right, now take care.
Okay. Here's his single. Definitely not making this a topic, but we are, if nothing else, a news station. And just a tragedy out of Linn County, Kansas last night, where two children, we do not know the ages, and we don't know their names, obviously, because they're kids, were pulled from Lake Chaparral, in that community in rural Linn County, about 8 o'clock last night. Deputies were called. Two children had not been seen for several hours and were reported missing. They apparently fell into the lake through the ice and got trapped under the ice.
And we've had warmer temperatures. What was a thick sheet of ice over that body of water has been thinning.
They had to call in the Overland Park Fire Department's dive team, and they retrieved the bodies from the water.
You know, and might I also just say, God bless those families. Mm. Scott told me, and it makes me physically ill that this has happened, but God bless the first responders who had the job to go in there and recover those children.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough. An update on a story we brought you last year, an Overland Park, Kansas couple will see prison time after pleading guilty to fraud and theft in a scheme reported after a mummified body was found in their home. Lynn Ritter, 62, Kirk Ritter, also 62, both of Overland Park were sentenced to federal prison after the body of Lynn's father was found inside the home 6 years after his death.
This is the mummy case. Just say it.
It's the mummy case.
They were able to figure that out because he had a pacemaker, and pacemakers keep track of when they stop pacing.
The body was discovered near 99th Terrace and Quivira in October of 2022. Police say the incident was initially investigated as a suspicious death. However, the Social Security Administration became involved after it was determined the man died of natural causes in 2016.
Checks kept coming.
The Social Security checks were still being collected and cashed.
And remember, it was the husband who lost his mind.
Well, I don't know that I'm going to go that far, Sam. Because you're
according
right.
According to the initial reports, right. Anyway, has the story changed?
In October of 2022, Kirk Ritter, the husband, called police saying, "My father-in-law is dead and his body is inside the home." But keep in mind, in October of 2022, the body would have been inside that
6 years
house. 6 years.
Mm-hmm. But he spoke with investigators and said that,
he couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah, he was getting to a point where he couldn't take it anymore, and that's why he called police.
But didn't call soon enough that the Social Security checks stopped coming, Sam. Like, that's my point. Like, I'm not going to defend either one of these people who were both sentenced to prison.
Agreed. Now, the story says, and I'll get into the sentences that they received in just a moment, but from the time of her dad's death until police were notified, they collected $68,000 in pension payments, mm-hmm. $147,000 in Social Security. The story here from Channel 9 claims that the Ritters have paid back the funds.
I don't buy that for 1 second.
That is $210,000.
I do buy it.
Why?
They don't own the home anymore. Guarantee you that.
Oh,
you think it was taken out of the proceeds of the sale?
And based on the address of that home, I bet you that house sold for probably $350,000, almost four.
Lynn Ritter received 1 year and 1 day in prison. Kirk Ritter, 7 months.
1 year and 1 day, and he got 7 months. Now, I agree she should have been given the higher sentence because she was the daughter. And keep in mind that the fraud also spread out across the country when relatives were saying, "Hey, how come we haven't talked to so-and-so in a while?" And they just kept making excuses. Now, how that went on 6 years, I don't know.
Well, remember, Grandpa was never available to take calls.
Yes, he was lying under a pile of mail. They kept throwing his mail in that bedroom, by the way. And Sam, do we know?
Some of it they cashed.
Right. Has someone else purchased that home? And is that?
I guarantee you it sold. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been able to cough up
right,
the money.
But was it knocked down? Do you know where I'm going with this?
Like, no.
You think that house, someone is just living in that house?
I would be willing to bet that someone is just living in that house. Now, I would hope that they gutted the back room.
You think?
And re-drywalled it, because I'm sure that there's some.
We had two of the officers in studio who responded to that scene. And mm-hmm. one of them said, "We have never seen anything like this." Hell, the prosecutor's office didn't even know what to do with this case because they didn't know that there's certainly a law that you can't cash someone's Social Security checks after they've died.
But it wasn't the clearly. Abandonment of
no,
the courts.
There was no abandonment.
I mean, it was in a temperature controlled room.
It wasn't abandoned. Well, it was left, right, theirdom.
Can I ask a
yes?
Dumb question. After a certain amount of time, does the body not stink?
Oh, it would have absolutely stunk. Now, it did say it was a back room. Is there a chance that they were in some way able to seal this room off from the rest of the home?
Well, no, because they kept throwing in the mail minus the Social Security pension checks.
They held children's birthday parties for, I believe, grandchildren inside that home during that 6 year period.
My thought being, and this is very morbid, and I can't even believe that I'm going to share this thought.
No, because everyone's asking, everyone is wondering the same thing.
Throw a portable AC unit in there.
The body was mummified. One of the detectives told me that directly.
So, on high.
I'm going to look up, when does a dead body stop stinking?
Okay, let's not Google that. That's just
it's the work computer. The FBI's not going to come for
odd
him.
Yeah. thing to be Googling.
Yet.
I will be really surprised if that house was not razed.
It could last for months or even until the body is fully decomposed.
They definitely didn't get 100 or 200K out of that property. So they got 200K from somewhere. I guarantee you they sold the home. And if they did have 200K laying around, why are we keeping Grandpa in the back?
Bingo.
To cash those checks.
Bingo.
That's my point. So they had to have sold the home.
Mm.
Anyway.
That will go down as one of the most bizarre local stories Overland Park has ever investigated.
You can't abandon a corpse when it's right there.
We didn't abandon it.
That's right.
He's right there.
I haven't talked to Grandpa in 6 months. Yeah, he's napping.
Well, he had other children that had not talked to him in 6 years.
They lived out of state, and I'm not saying that's okay. Like, my parents live out of state. If I didn't hear from them in 2 weeks, I'd be like, all right, what's going on?
What about 6 years, Dana? Would you maybe take a trip down there?
It is difficult to explain the length of time without contact with this man.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. Terrible Joke Tuesday coming your way at 3:45 this afternoon. Go ahead and start sending in your terrible jokes. The text line is 586-7798. Make sure they're terrible but arable. We'll do that in 15 minutes.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the text line is open. We need your terrible but arable jokes. Because we're going to do terrible jokes at 3:45. I think it's been about 3 weeks.
It's been way too long. Scott and I are already fighting over some of the jokes.
Well, when one of them has one of my three names in it, I think it goes to me.
I think that should be a rule.
Thank you.
What? All right. Sending in jokes about Sam or with Sam in it. Never mind.
Didn't get a lot of sleep last night, did we?
I didn't.
913-586-7798 is the text line. Just keep them arable, but terrible. Billionaire Bill Gates is coming out with a new memoir called Source Code. That'll be fascinating. Is opening up about his life and named the end of his 27-year-long marriage to Melinda Gates as his biggest mistake. The Microsoft mogul spoke to the Times of London ahead of the release of his new book, Source Code. In the interview, Gates said his divorce was the mistake I regret the most. When asked by the Times if he had regrets other than the end of his marriage, Gates responded, "There are others, but none that matter." Wow. I'm only going to mention it because it's news and we are a news station. Google Maps says, at least in the United States, they will rename the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America.
Okay, why would you even go there with me?
And if you live in other portions of the world,
I was having a good day.
It will say the Gulf of Mexico, and then in parentheses underneath, right. It will say Gulf of America.
Okay. The Kansas City Chiefs have released a picture of their jersey for the Super Bowl, Super Bowl Licks. They will be wearing white jerseys.
Hey!
So they are technically, at least on paper, the away team.
Yeah. And have we always been the away team?
No. It. I was talking to the sports guys about it. It goes AFC, NFC, AFC, NFC. So each year, the other team from the other conference.
I mean, we've just been so many times, it's hard to keep track of the colors that we wore.
I mean, it's basically our home.
It should be the home team, though.
Right. We live there.
Can I just tell you, I have posted a couple of Chiefs-related things, like my mom. Oh, my gosh. When Patrick Mahomes was running that ball.
Which time?
Down in Biloxi, he was going, oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. I'm just screaming like a maniac. And it brings me such joy that she gets so much joy, but so much stress. It's just funny watching her watch
it. It's not good for her heart.
It's not, but it also brings me joy because it's so funny. So I posted some of this about my mom. Like 97% of the people that follow my page obviously are KMBZ listeners. They're Chiefs fans. Most of the folks are local. Yeah. But every once in a while, you'll get like Marge from Ohio that's like, cheaters! Like scamming their way into my happy space to remind everyone that they don't think the Chiefs should be in the Super Bowl. I would only say to you, if you think your team should be there instead, tell those players to play harder.
Okay. From USA Today.
Do not bum rush my happy Chiefs posts with your tomfoolery.
She just said to you, Scott, do not take me off my soapbox. I am firmly planted up here.
Clearly, that's what she said. From the USA Today. Mm-hmm. The Kansas City Chiefs, excuse me, have been the target of a prolonged smear campaign on social media sites recently, and the belly aching among the team's detractors seem to have reached a fever pitch. To hear some fans tell it, the Chiefs are constant beneficiaries of perceived favoritism among NFL referees who always side with the defending Super Bowl champions. On Saturday, NFL insider Adam Schefter added fuel to the conspiratorial fire by posting a tweet that seemed to take a jab at Patrick Mahomes. Then on Sunday morning, Adam Schefter doubled down on the baseless narrative, posting a misleading statistic that on its face would lend credence to the perceived difference in officiating.
Yeah, Mr. Objective and Mr. Inside Knowledge, which is Adam Schefter, he is famous for having all of the NFL information first and always being right.
My man's got sources.
I'll tell you this.
Clearly does not like the Chiefs.
He has come under a lot of fire for those comments, like from people in high places in sports saying, shame on you. I would only ask this. If, in fact, the referees are always going to rule in favor of the Chiefs, then how come we always beat the Buffalo Bills when it counts, but they always beat us in the regular season? You can't have it both ways.
Because the Chiefs
are the Chiefs not in our pocket.
The refs are on our side
when only in the postseason. Got it.
Well, I mean, if they do it every game, it would be too obvious. So right. We pay them extra. We pay them extra.
Give me a break.
So that they will make us lose a few games or right. One.
You've got to keep it believable.
Of course.
You would have to reach back and remind me, even when the Patriots were going on their storied run, we were annoyed. I remember saying on this very program, Scott, I'm so sick and tired of Tom Brady. I said that. Mm-hmm. I said that.
Well, 7 Super Bowl wins will do that.
But outside of them deflating the footballs, I never said, well, I think everybody's cheating. Like, they legitimately were a great, great football team. Was I tired of seeing Tom Brady's face every time we looked up during a playoff? Yes.
All of America references Bill Belichick as the most cheating coach in NFL history.
Well, I have no doubt. I have no doubt.
We are not exclusive in this. Now, the argument that the refs are winning the games for us is
ridiculous.
New.
Well, but see, the Patriots were a great team. We're a good team, and we need the refs' help.
Of course, right. Well, Bill Belichick only made the Patriots get great through cheating, of course.
Mm-hmm. I will say this. I don't want to jinx it, and I will not make
a
prediction.
Knock on wood before you say anything.
I will not make a prediction about this game. However, I hope that the score is so lopsided at the end of this season that no one can say anything but, damn, they're good. Do I think that's actually going to happen? No, I think people will find something to complain about no matter what. If we have a Washington Eagles sort of scenario, It would help shut people up.
I told you guys this yesterday. There was a Bills fan about 8 seats from me on Sunday who every single time anything good happened, where's the flag? Where's the flag? They're going to throw a flag. Anytime there was a flag on the field, oh, there's the refs. You guys are paying the refs.
Okay, but where's the ball that should have been caught that wasn't? Where's the pass that should have been thrown better that was? Like, you could say...
Well, the pass was thrown pretty good.
You could say any of those things.
Yeah. Dana, I'm just trying to get the little vein on the side of your neck to pop out.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you. I got a Gulf of America story in there and a Chiefs cheat with the ref story in one segment.
We can dig a little deeper if we want to.
I got to hand it to you, Scott. Well, it's in such a good mood on my way in here.
I do have a happy story.
Okay.
I can throw a flag if you'd like,
this
Dana.
I like you. This is from his head.
Will it help you win?
So Brian McShay, who lives in Altadena, or lived in Altadena, California,
okay,
lived with his girlfriend, Stephanie Rayner.
Okay.
He had just gone out a couple of weeks ago and bought an engagement ring, but the house was destroyed by fire before he had a chance to propose. She didn't know that he was going to propose or that he had bought the ring. They go out to their destroyed home just to see what's left. Are there any remnants of our life that are still left in this house? He knows exactly where to go. He remembers where he stored the engagement ring that he never got to offer her. He had stored it underneath his guitar in the bedroom.
Wow.
So he goes to what would have been the bedroom of their home. She's looking for anything that she can
photos,
find.
Photos, anything.
Yeah, anything. He knows exactly where to go on the property, starts digging, and he finds the ring. Now, the gold has been charred, blackened by
fire. Of course.
The diamond is still in perfect condition.
Well, how do you think the diamond came to be?
She comes over.
Fire.
She comes over to where he, I think it's pressure, but okay.
Whatever.
You have fired her up.
But I think it's coal under immense pressure over thousands of years, but who cares? She comes over to where he is in the house and says, "Did you find anything?" He gets down on a knee in the charred remains of their home and proposes to her.
Oh my gosh.
Right there with that ring, which was black with a diamond.
I hope she said yes.
She did say
yes. That was going to be a really awkward story if she was like,
quoting here from Stephanie, "I cried. I was crying.
Bless their hearts.
I had my glasses with the goggles on top and they fogged up completely. So I just went and I gave him a big hug. And obviously I said yes."
That's going to make me cry.
Terrible Joke Tuesday when we return.
He's wearing a hazmat suit. Look at that.
Well, they are worried about potential contamination from all of
the... Of course they are. You proposed in a hazmat suit.
We need your terrible...
Well, that was a mood swing.
Well, why did she ruin it? We need your terrible but arable jokes. Send them in right now at 913-586-7798. We'll do terrible jokes when we return in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. It is time for Terrible Joke Tuesday. You can still get your joke in at 913-586-7798. Full disclosure, I pulled rank and stole this one from Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Sam.
Yes, Scott.
Did I ever tell you I have a horse named Mayo?
Mm, really?
Yeah. Sometimes mayonnaise.
That was the joke.
A sport.
That was the joke you were fighting for?
What's my middle name?
That is the one we were fighting over, yes.
Hey, Sam, did you hear about the photon that checked into a hotel?
No.
Yeah, the front desk was like, "Do you have any luggage?" And it said, "No, I'm traveling light."
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam.
What did the socks say to the trousers?
I don't know. What's
up, britches?
Okay. Hey, Dana.
There was an R in there.
What?
Did you know that a slice of pie in the Bahamas is $3.50? And a slice of pie in Jamaica is $5.
Oh.
Yeah. So now you know the pie rates of the Caribbean.
Okay.
I'll see myself out.
Hey, Dana.
Yes.
What's gray and doesn't matter?
What's gray and doesn't matter?
It's irrelevant.
Okay. Scott, did you hear about the woman who loved making archery supplies?
No.
Every day she went to work, she quivered with joy. Sam.
Yes.
I tell you, the past, the present, and future all walked into a bar. It was tense.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Scott.
Sam.
How do you get GA going slower?
I don't know.
I-zer-vay.
No.
Gets GA going slower.
That is a violation. You have been removed for 3 minutes.
Scott, did I ever tell you I cannot stand Russian dolls?
No.
They're so full of themselves.
Hey, Dana.
What?
Where do you take someone that's been injured at a peekaboo contest?
Where do you take someone who's been injured at a peekaboo contest?
The ICU.
That was terrible. You want to try that again?
The ICU.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
How do you keep a bagel from getting away?
I don't know.
You put a locks on it.
Sam, did I tell you I'm addicted to brake fluid?
No.
It's okay. I can stop at any time.
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
This baby seal walks into a club.
Oh, my gosh. Scott.
Wow.
That is terrible.
Wow. Hey, Dana.
Yes,
what
Sam.
What is the attire that you should wear to a tea party?
What is attire you should wear to a tea party?
A t-shirt, of course.
Mm.
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
Two fish are in a tank. One says to the other, do you know how to drive this thing?
Yeah.
Why are mine falling flat?
I do not know.
These are good jokes.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
Why did the coffee file a police report?
Why did the coffee file a police report?
It got mugged.
Hey, Scott.
What?
Why should you never believe an atom?
I don't know.
They make up everything.
Did you look up physics bad jokes?
Yes.
Hey, Dana.
Yes.
My mom just made her new password. It's Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Goofy, Pluto, Huey, Dewey, Louie, Albany.
Oh.
She said it asked for 8 characters and a capital.
Nice. Hey, Scott.
Yes, Sam.
That is the winner.
What is a chiropractor's favorite genre of music?
I don't know.
Hip-hop.
Danny, you can connect with this one. Why did the cell phone get glasses from 1542?
Why did the cell phone get glasses from 1542?
Because she lost all of her contacts.
What does 1542 have to do
with
it?
That's the phone number that sent
it. Oh, my gosh. I thought you meant the year. I was like, they didn't have glasses back then.
Okay. First time. Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
You know, my friend said that an onion is the only food that can make you cry.
Mm-hmm.
I hit him in the face with a coconut. He cried.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
Did I tell you I did a theatrical performance about puns?
No.
It was really just a play on words. Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
I was going to tell you all a joke about a dead parrot, but it was way too macabre.
Nice.
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
What do you call a dog with no legs?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. He ain't coming.
Hey, Sam.
That's mean. Yes?
Why do you call... Wait. Why do defense lawyers go out for Mexican food when they're feeling down?
I don't know.
To get some case ideas.
Nice. Hey, Scott.
Sam.
Where do ye find a pirate who's lost his wooden leg?
Sam, after this terrible joke Tuesday, I don't know. Where do ye?
Right where ye left him.
News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes. Thanks for participating, everybody. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks. Here on KMBZ, we will see you on the other side of the news.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.